Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Unnecessary problem. One of the most perplexing problems I observe in people and our nation is overspending. There is pressure more intense. There is no pressure more intense than financial pressure. Some may think that I have never faced financial pressure. Please. Remember, I was not born rich. I started out penniless and a homeless drifter and worked my way through intense financial pressure for decades. While we're on the subject, we should realize that not just poor people face this pressure anyway. It seems the more one makes, the more they spend right up to the limits of their income and beyond. Unfortunately, our so-called leaders in D.C. set an idiotic example for us by borrowing some $20+ trillion. It was a little over $5 trillion when Obama took office, but who remembers or seems to care these days? We will only care when the economy collapses and the entire world faces the mother of all depression. Same is true with us individually. If we follow their disastrous lead, we will end up in personal financial disaster. I have two suggestions to relieve yourselves from financial pressure. Tithe and make a budget that includes a set aside for emergencies and stick to it. If you can't afford something, then don't buy it. Always know how much money is available after allowing for bills, and that way you will know whether or not you can afford and should buy something. I've learned that the most important thing is that we should tithe. I recently heard in church that the Greek word for tithe means first. This makes sense, as we should all be putting God first in our lives. When we do so, He blesses us immensely, far and above beyond what we could give Him, including our finances. Some just cannot bear to see 10% of their hard-earned money go to God. Does anyone think that God needs their money? If so, think again, because He already owns it, along with us and everything else in all of creation. He holds each of our hearts and health in His hand. We breathe His air, enjoy His world, and anything and everything that we have, we owe to Him. He loves us. And we should love Him. In His wisdom, He is cognizant that giving a small portion of one's treasured money back to Him is a true sign of faith. He wants us to believe in Him, but it seems so few do anymore. Not just personally, but also our nation. In fact, we as a people are systematically removing every vestige of Him as fast as possible, including stopping children from praying in school, not saying Christmas, tearing down crosses, firing people who speak openly about Christ or biblical teaching, etc. It is sad to see our nation, our friends, employees, and acquaintances unnecessarily facing such financial destruction, especially since it can be so easily avoided. Make a budget for your household today. Encourage your congressional representatives to do the same and stick to it. Most importantly, realize if you expect a harvest, then you need to sow some seed. God doesn't need your money, but be assured He expects you to give a tithe and beyond that, gifts as you are led. Galatians 6:7, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.